The stated goal of the Department of Natural Resources is still to eradicate the deer population in a 411-square-mile area near Mount Horeb. Fewer deer will prevent the spread of the fatal brain ailment. At least that's the theory, but some landowners in the area don't buy it. Tony Grabsky of the group Citizens and Landowners for a Rational Response told the board lifting the baiting ban to increase the deer kill is the wrong way to go. He says the state is spending too much money on fighting the disease.
The cost of the 2002 eradication effort, $12 million, has exceeded the special budgetary allocations for the program, siphoned money and manpower from other wildlife management needs, and further exacerbated the state of Wisconsin's financial crisis.
The new baiting rule only allows landowners with special permits to use bait, and they must use it only to lure deer they will then kill. Grabsky says that will stop landowners who oppose the massive deer kill from using bait to lure deer onto their land to prevent them from being killed.
These hunters don't want all the deer lured off their property only to be exterminated for a program that they don't support in the first place.
But DNR officials say they are nowhere near eradicating all the deer in the Mount Horeb area. Wildlife manager Tom Hauge says the current mild winter means the 11,000 deer killed since March will likely be replaced by a new batch of fawns this spring. And that means the department needs hunters to use the new bait rule to help kill more deer.
All we're doing is providing tools. DNR shooters are not going to bring this deer herd down. So we're providing the tools, and so we really need the landowners and hunters to step forward.
But providing those tools costs money. In supporting the baiting rule, Natural Resources Board member Herb Benke also urged the department to seek out new funding for a long-range plan to fight the disease. That might include paying hunters bounties. He called on the new DNR Secretary Scott Hassett to work closely with the Department of Agriculture to fight CWD and other diseases that also threaten the state's livestock industry. Hassett says he's already begun work on a memorandum of understanding that will clarify DNR and Department of Ag responsibilities for fighting CWD. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.